Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it. And now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. This morning, praise God to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil, this morning we thank and praise God this morning for you and you. Praise God. Hallelujah. How you are allowing me to come into your homes, wherever your space may be. Praise God. We thank and praise God for everything. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Great and small this morning. Come on, somebody, lift your hands up and praise. Tell God thank you this morning. Glory to God for waking you up in your right mind with the activity of your limbs. limbs, amen. Praise God. Eyes to see, ears to hear. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God this morning. Glory to his name. Y'all know how we do. Praise God. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Before we get started this morning, I thank God for this morning. Amen. And I pray, glory to God, that you got up this morning. Hallelujah. With a praise on your tongue this morning and a dance in your feet this morning. Hallelujah. Because, you know, the time that we're living in today, we thank God that we woke up this morning. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name this morning, oh God. God, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we enter, yes, Holy Spirit, into the courtroom of heaven on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, because you are the righteous judge. And we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. We thank you this morning, Lord God. And I'm asking, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you're creating us a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit within us, God, this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. And I pray, God, that today, Lord God, let your word go forth in power, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in demonstration, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, and activation, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are moving by your Holy Spirit. Now, open up our hearts, God, for us to receive that which you have for us on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Open up our ears that we may hear what the Spirit is saying to us today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, as I step aside, allow the Holy Ghost to move by his Holy Spirit in me, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak through me, Father God, on today to thy people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the words that I speak out of my mouth, God, yay, my son, will bring change, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you, and I lift you up on this day in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bless and praise ye the Lord, everybody. My God, I give him glory. Today, 2 Kings, amen. The 7th chapter, I'm going to be reading verse number 1 through 11. Amen. Praise God. And I want you to tell yourself on this week, people of God, restoration and recovery. Restoration and recovery. That is your word for this week. Restoration and recovery. Glory to God. Glory to God. It is what we speak out of our mouth that activate what God is doing in heaven. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, let me read 2 Kings 7, verse 1 through 11. The Bible says, then Elijah said, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, a sheaf of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two sheafs of barley for a, oh glory to God, a shekel, at the gates of Samaria. So an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, look, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, could this thing be? Come on, somebody. And he said, in fact, you shall see it with your own eyes. I want you to hear me this morning. You shall see it with your own eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Here now there was four leopard men at the entrance of the gate. And they said one to another, why are we sitting here until we die? If we say we will enter the city, the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, come on, we die also. Now, therefore, come, let us surrender to the army of the Syrians. If they keep us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall only die, he said. And they rose at twilight to go to the camp of Syrians. And when they had come to the outskirts of Syrian camp, to their surprise, hear me, to their surprise, no one was there. For the Lord had caused the army of Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses. The Lord caused this to happen. Come on. The noise of a great army. So they said one to another, look, the king of Israel has hired against us. The king of the Hittites and the king of the Egyptians to attack us. Therefore, they arose and fled at twilight and left the camp intact, their tents, their horses, and their donkeys, and they fled for their lives. And when these lepers came to the outskirts of the camp, they went into one tent and ate and drank and carried from it silver and gold and clothing and went and hid them. Then they came back and entered another tent and carried some from there also, and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, we are not doing right. Glory to God. This day is a day of good news. Oh, my God, I give you glory. And we remain silent. If we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us. Now, therefore, come, let us go and tell the king's household. So they went and called to the gatekeepers of the city and told them, saying, we went to Syrian camp. And surprisingly, no one was there, not a human sound, only horses and donkeys tied and the tent intact. And the gatekeeper called out, and they told it to the king's household. Here we find, let me just kind of explain a little bit, a little something here. Just as there is a due date for a pregnant woman to give birth, there is a set time for your promise. Somebody say restoration and recovery. But don't expect to give birth without any kind of pain. Our text tells us of a famine condition that existed. There was a famine in the land, people of God. And in the midst of the famine condition, the man of God speaks a word of promise that has attached to it a set time. Oh, my God, I give you glory. God is speaking to us today. There's a word attached to the promise of God. And there is a set time. There is a due time. Tomorrow about this time, he said. Elijah, hallelujah, spoke a word. I want to start this message by saying to you this morning, people of God, that every promise, for every prophecy, and for every dream, there is a time. Why is God keep telling us about our set time? because we are in our now time. Come on, somebody. Just like God spoke this morning, restoration and recovery. Oh, my Sanda. It is no different than the natural. When a seed is sown, there is a process that the seed goes through before there can be an harvest. Oh, my God, I give you glory. But as surely as the seed is planted, if it is kept in the ground and properly cared for, there will be a due season and a harvest will come. Oh, we see, praise God, if you go, amen, to the harvest, praise God, or where people are planting things, praise God, hallelujah. You see, praise God, it's nothing but dirt out there, but something has to come along. Some heavy equipment has to come along, praise God, to till the ground, to turn the dirt over. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody been out in the field, amen, picking peaches or blueberries or anything, praise God, you know, praise God, when there is an harvest time. People of God, God in Abosanda, God is saying to us today, praise God, that we are in our due season. We are in our harvest time. What seed has you sown into the ground to bring forth your harvest on this day? This is probably one of the most difficult lessons there is to learn as believers, how to wait upon God. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Sometimes, praise God, you look around. Amen. Praise God. It seems like everything is standing still. Nothing is happening in your life. Praise God. It feels like, praise God, as you take a look in the natural, praise God, and you're waiting on God to do some miraculous things in your life. That is a time, praise God, that we need to be praising God in the midst of our waiting time, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because in the midst of our waiting, God is preparing something great for you, praise God, something that you can do on your own. We get a prophecy, and we think it should happen the next day, or when it doesn't happen in a week, praise God, we get concerned, hallelujah, 3 months go by, we get concerned, praise God, and then time go past, praise God, we get concerned about some things, but know that God is working in the realm of the spirit. My God, I give you glory. We think God forgot about all about us, God, but he didn't forget about you. Or it was just wishful thinking that God will never forget about you. Praise God. You got to put yourself in a place and say, Lord, I thank you that you're not forgetting about me. You are a God that will remember me, praise God. You are a God that's going to move on my behalf. You are a God that's making things happen where I cannot see it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because my faith is believing without seeing it, God. I trust you in this hour. My God, I give you glory. I'm here to tell you today that this is part of your process, people of God. Every dream, every seed, every promise must go through the process. The Bible says in Psalms 105 and 19, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The word of the Lord tested him. Come on, somebody. This tells us that Joseph, even Joseph, had a word from God, a dream, people of God. Yet God thought about Sandra. We always talk about Joseph. My God, I give you glory. He's a perfect example of a word that was given to him in the midnight hour. He had a dream. My God, I give you glory. And that word from God tested him. That word had to, glory to God, glory to God. He had to go through many trials. Amen. In other words, he was tested by time to see if he would hold to that word, that dream, or if he would forsake it. Time is the great sister through which all of our dreams must pass. Anybody know what I'm talking about today? Praise God, because as I began to study this morning, praise God, and I heard the Lord say restoration and recovery. Tell them, praise God, all of a sudden, God said, focus on this suddenly. Focus on the thing that you're going to cross over into the new land that God has promised you. Praise God. There shall be a supernatural movement with speed attached to it. The word has been tried. We think about baking, praise God. I don't know, praise God, right now, praise God, everybody bake. When they bake, a lot of us, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, God, I thank you. We get a box of cake mix, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. But back in the day, praise God, they put their aprons on and they begin to kneel things and they begin to sift things, amen, praise God. The flour, praise God, is a sifter where they take the flour and they pour it in there, praise God, and they make sure that everything, every lump is out of that flour, praise God, before they begin to bake, praise God. And that's what God is doing to us, faithful Messiah. He's making sure that every lump, everything is out, praise God. He wants purity, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. So think of God with the sifter in his hand, turning that glory to God, making sure, praise God, that when he does what he does in your life, praise God, there will be no lumps left, praise God. Your word is being tried as he's turning, praise God. Your word, praise God, is coming forth as he's turning, praise God. Your word is manifesting as he's turning, praise God. This word is purifying your heart. That way when you get the blessings of God, that you will be faithful to him, that you will not leave him, that you will stand for him, that you will, that you will proclaim his word for him, that you will minister to somebody else. His word, his word, his word is your word for you, praise God, is being tested by fire. Are you going to hold on in the midst of the process? Hey, my son, Sandra, are you going to look at what you see? Praise God, just Holy Spirit. As I look, Gradable Sandra, right now in my life, praise God, and I'm quite sure the same thing with you, praise God. Yeah, Global Sandra, it looks like every, praise God, looks so normal. It don't look like nothing is happening. But God says to tell the people, restoration and recovery. You shall recover all. You shall have restoration. Hallelujah. You see, this test of your faith, it challenges us to prove whether we believe God or not. It's critical what we do during the waiting season. Somebody say, this is my due season. Glory to his name. There is a set time for your word, your dream, your promise to come to pass. But no, yes, Holy Ghost, but surely it shall come to pass. God has established a time for that word to be manifested. Hey, my Satura Basanda. Can I say that one more time, people of God? God in heaven has established a time for that word to be manifested. This is a time, people of God, that God is manifesting his glory. Come on, somebody. Just as Hannah carried the prophet Samuel in her womb for 9 months. Before there was a birth, come on, you and I must also carry the word of the Lord. And listen, people of God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Sometimes the word that God has given you is so heavy, my God, I give you glory, because it is attached to the big prophet.
promises of God. So the word gets heavy. Come on, somebody. The glory gets heavy in your life. The dream in your spiritual womb until due season. So right now, people of God, you are carrying a word that God has placed from the beginning and the foundation of this world before you was born. Somebody say restoration and recovery. Come on, somebody. I'm giving birth to the promise of God because right now, this is my due season. Somebody shout with me this morning because I hear the Holy Ghost this morning. My God, I give you glory. You see, there's a lot of people that are waiting and wanting a birth, but they haven't really gotten pregnant yet because they don't believe. They don't believe that God can do the miraculous, praise God, because when trials hit, all we see is the problem, but we don't see the problem solver. So we put our mind on the problem and not the problem solver. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. I'm asking God to let you take conception of the word and the promise that God has given you from the foundation of this world. You have first got to get pregnant with the promise. What did God say in your life? What did God dream? What did God speak in your life? Did you take conception yet? My God, I give you glory. You have a word for a long time before you get pregnant. See, here you see you don't get pregnant just by hearing the word once. Oh, come on, somebody. That word has to get down in your spirit. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. When that word gets in your spirit, no one or anybody will be able, praise God, to help you to abort it. Because now you have a word from God. Just like I'm preaching this morning, you have a word from God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, a restoration and recovery. Have you birthed it, put that word in your spirit yet? Ah, my God, I give you glory. That word has to get to the point where it gets so part of you that anything that anybody can say to you will never make you abort what God placed on the inside of you. They might try to talk you out. Hey, Katura Bashanda, what God said to you, praise God, yet Katura Bashanda. But deep in your spirit, you know that God has spoken a word over your life. You know that God has already, Holy Spirit, made the way. You know that God, yet Katura Bashanda. You might not, cannot see what God is doing, but you know that God is moving by his mighty power. So you're not going to let nobody talk you out of what God put on the inside of you. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, work the word this morning. My God, I give it glory. It has to affect the way you think, the way you talk, the way you walk. See, when a woman gets pregnant, men, I'm sorry, but you watch women, praise God, you can tell it changes start taking place. She thinks she's pregnant. Come on, somebody. Everything she looks at tells you she's expecting. She talks pregnant. Come on, somebody. Glory to his name. And in a little while, she talks and walks pregnant. And once she gets pregnant, come on, there is a due season for manifestation. Ah, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Somebody say, it is my time. I'm even walking different. I'm talking different. My God, I give you glory. The way I think is different because I'm pregnant with promise. My God, I give you glory. And once she gets pregnant, hallelujah, you know manifestation has to come. You notice that as she gets closer to the due date, she becomes uncomfortable. Anybody uncomfortable? I'm talking to the men and I'm talking to the women right now. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Do you feel uncomfortable right now? Praise God. Because when you start feeling uncomfortable, something is taking taken place in the natural as well as in the spirit. She doesn't fit in the clothes she used to wear. She doesn't sit where she used to sit. She even see when you are really pregnant with promise. Come on, somebody. Somebody say pregnant with promise. I'm talking to everybody today. Pregnant with promise. Pregnant with promise. You start outgrowing some things. Hey, katora basanda. People of God, when you get pregnant with promise, praise God, get katora basanda. You start outgrowing a lot of things. Outgrowing some people, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. You remember hanging around them at one time, but they don't talk like you talk now. They don't act like you act now, praise God. So you outgrow these people, praise God. Hallelujah. You're speaking faith, praise God, but they're speaking negative things, praise God. They don't see where you're going, praise God, but you see where you're going. My God, I give you glory. So you start outgrowing some people. Don't want to hang around the same people. Don't want to stay in that same place you were. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Where you was tied down and being stagnant. You don't want to be there no more. Praise God. You see something different for your life. My God, I give you glory. I must move out of a place of stagnation. I must move out of a place, amen, praise God, where everybody's complaining. I must move out of a place, amen, praise God, where negative words are coming for, praise God, because yes, Holy Spirit, because I'm pregnant with promise. In other words, you are not satisfied with the things and the way they were always been. Come on, somebody. There is a divine disconnect. Come on, somebody said there is a divine disconnect and a divine dissatisfaction that begins to grow in you. So first, praise God, you feel disconnected. You feel dissatisfied. Praise God, where you at right now. But I'm here to tell you today, glory to God, there is none greater than our God. Our God is great. Amen. Praise God. You have an expectation of something greater, and that expectation of something greater is making you uncomfortable where you are right now. A pregnant woman have a tendency to experience extreme mood swings. Y'all know how they do. Praise God. Even praise God. Now, hallelujah, praise God. Even the men got mood swings, praise God. Even the women got mood swings. Even the babies got mood swings, praise God. For no reason at all, she may just burst out crying. My God, I give it glory. That is a true spiritually too, praise God. When you are near delivery or manifestation, there is a strong emotion that begin to stir in your spirit. It may be carrying 1 minute or crying 1 minute or shouting the next minute, sad the next minute. My God, I give you glory. It's at the point, praise God, that people say, oh, glory to God. They so wishy-washy. 1 minute they cry, 1 minute they laugh and praise God. 1 minute they shout and later Messiah. Then the next minute they depressed. That's because you're pregnant with promise. My God, I give you glory. Just as in the natural, there is a struggle before birth. Hear me today. Just as in the natural, there is a struggle before birth. So it is in the spiritual, there is usually a great warfare that just before the blessing comes, hey, my son, daughter, my son, just before the miracle comes, it seems like everything gets so chaotic. There is usually a great warfare just before the manifestation. We need to realize that just before manifestation, Satan, the enemy will do everything he can to get you to cast away your confidence and to abort the promise. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. We need to just tell God thank you for everything that he's doing in this season. Glory to God. So I decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus and the authority that he has given me, you will not abort the promises of God in this season. We're going to go to a song, people of God. I will be right back. Praise God. Get ready, people of God. Restoration and recovery.
They said you can have it. They said you wouldn't make it, but God said I'll open doors. They said it was over for you, but God said it has just begun. They said you might as well give up the fight, but God said the battle is already won.
They
talked on you, they put saving lives on you, but in the midst of all of that, God's tear is a champion. In the midst of the hurt, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of distraction, he said you are.
You are the chosen one.
They said you would never be.
Oh, yeah.
But God says I'm raising you for my glory. They said you didn't have a dream. They said this problem will never end, but God says I'm bringing you out, my child. They said you might as well throw in the towel, but God said this storm is just for a while.
They
talked on you, they prayed, may have even lied to you, but in the midst of all of that, God's tears of the champion.
Yeah.
All right, amen, hallelujah. You are the chosen one. They said, but what did God say? Amen, praise God, hallelujah. I can't see it, God, but I know you're working on my behalf. Come on, people of God, restoration and recovery. Get ready, people of God, because there will be a turnaround. God gave a word, a promise concerning a turnaround. God established a set time and said tomorrow about this time where there has been a famine, come on, there will be plenty. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Where there has been lack, there will be abundance. Come on, for those who believe God, this brought great joy to their hearts. But the truth is that from a natural perspective, nothing changed for the better. Come on, somebody. When the word was spoken, in fact, before the breakthrough came, it actually got worse than ever. Come on, Holy Ghost. Even to the point of the people, praise God, eating their own children. My God, I give you glory. We're not in that time right now. Praise God, my God, I give you glory. The times got worse. Famine got in the land, praise God. They were eating their own children at that time. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. Anybody understand, praise God, before your breakthrough come, my God, I give you glory. It seems like everything done broke through. The kitchen sink, come on, somebody. The children, come on, somebody. Finances, everything is out of order, but God is putting things back in order. Somebody say, it's my time of a turnaround. Hallelujah, my God, I give you glory. When every natural evidence disputed the word of God, see, the word that God gives you, praise God, yes, son of double Sunday, it seems like it's not going to happen. And when from all visible circumstantial, yes, Holy Ghost, evidence, it looks as if it was getting worse instead of better. When God is working it out, come on, somebody say, God is working it out. When God is working, it might look like it's not going to happen. I got to slow it down. Got to talk to us today. I'm saying talk to us today. Are things look like they're failing? Like, you know how Michael Jackson did the moonwalk backwards. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It seems like our blessings are doing the moonwalk. Come on, Holy Ghost. But God said, and I'm going to see out of my thunder. Glory to his name. When you see that happen, that means that God's up to something big in your life, and your testimony is going to spring forward. Come on, somebody. All of a sudden, the report came from the four lepers outside the city gate that there was food in abundance. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. See, it was a famine in the land, but all of a sudden, here comes a report from the four lepers. Ah, my God, I give you glory. I give you glory. Somebody is just getting ready to announce your blessings. My God, I give you glory. And in an instant, the famine was broken and the world of God was manifested at the set time according to the words of the prophet. When Elijah spoke, amen, praise God, you didn't have to guess if it was going to happen. His word never fell to the ground. My God, I give you glory. But what I want you to see is that while everything inside the city was getting worse and every natural evidence was disputing and defying the word of God, God is working ahead of you. Oh, come on, I'm about ready to stand up now. My God, I give you glory. Somebody say, God is working ahead of me. My God, I give you glory. God is getting ready, praise God, to send someone
else to announce your blessing. My God, I give you glory. I don't care what it is, praise God, but somebody's going to say congratulations to you in this season. My God, I give you glory. Outside the city gates, God was working. He inspired four lepers to get up from where they were and go to the Syrian camp. As they walked, God caused the Syrian army to hear a sound as a great army marching towards them. And they fled in fear, leaving an abundance of supplies of food and other things behind them. The point I am making is just before your breakthrough, you are likely to experience the greatest contradiction to your promise. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. This is where, like the pregnant woman in labor, it is time to push, because it feels like, it seems like the word that God has spoken to you has been contradiction. Oh, my God, I give you glory. But I want you to know, praise God, and I want you to push harder this week, praise God. I don't want you to look at what you're saying in the natural, praise God. I want you to see ahead of you where God is ahead of you, people of God. The angels already went to prepare the blessings that God has already promised you. It is time to praise like it has. It is time to praise him. Glory to God, glory to God, because it's already happening. Oh, come on, it's time to bless the Lord, people of God. It is time to pray like you have never prayed before, and confess the promises of God and stand on the word of God and declare the faithfulness of God. My God, I give you glory. This is the most critical time, praise God, because when God speaks of restoration and recovery, it's not going to look like it's going to happen. But all of a sudden, something takes place. Come on, somebody, my God, I give you glory. The Bible says, amen, they were sitting there, praise God. They said, why are we sitting here? Won't we go where we need to go, praise God? We're not going to sit here and die, praise God. See, somebody got to bring the message. They went and delivered the word, praise God, letting them know where the blessings of God was at. All they had to do was come from one place to another place, amen, praise God. God troubled their spirit, so they got up and did what God told them to do. Maybe God is troubling somebody right now on your behalf, praise God. Maybe God is blessing you right now, and you don't even know it, praise God, and you're ready to throw in the towel. I'm talking to that person right now, praise God. Don't you give up, praise God. You keep praising him, glory to God, because something happening, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. This is the critical time. Because during this time that many abort their promises, they have come to due season. Come on. But everything looks worse than ever. Oh, my God, I give you glory. And many begin to believe what they see and hear and feel in the natural, and they abort the promise of God. Listen to how the Bible says it. The Bible says in Galatians 6:9, he said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, due season, we shall, being in the promises of God. When God speaks shall, it shall be a promise. But he don't want you to faint, praise God. The word faint means to loosen, to dissolve, to crack, to break down. Come on, Holy Ghost. What this word is saying is you can actually come to your set time in due season for manifestation, and because you faint, crack, or dissolve, loosen, and break down, you can abort your promises. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. But I'm here to tell you today, glory to God, don't you crack, don't you dissolve, don't you loosen, don't you break down, because surely surely you shall have restoration and recovery. This is what happens to the first generation of children of Israel. They came to the border to their inheritance, the promised land. They came to the border, people of God. They had come to due season where God was getting ready to do the miraculous for them. But instead of pushing through, I'm hearing somebody say, push through, praise God. You got to push through. No time, praise God, to get so glory to God, glory to God, to lose hope, praise God, to go into depression. It is not that time, people of God. But instead of pushing through to the birth of their promise, they aborted it. They came with a word to encourage them, my God. So I'm coming today, praise God, to encourage you. If it seems that all hell is broken loose against you, you ought to praise the Lord, because that is the greatest evidence there is that you are on the verge of manifestation. My God, I give you glory. You are in your due season. Somebody say, I'm in my due season. My God, I give you glory. It is my set time. Oh, come on, somebody. Your set time has come, and this is no time for fainting. This is time for pushing. Push through until you break through. So we come today. We come today, my God, I give you glory, to announce the year of the most year of my son. On this week, God said in the most son, begin to announce what you want to happen. My God, I give you glory. I'm walking and I'm talking to the Lord, and I begin to announce everything, glory to God, that God has promised me. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, because when God sets forward, no devil in hell can stop what God is getting ready to do. We say glory to God. I'm not going to speak it out because the enemy is going to get it. But when God says it's a breakthrough time, praise God, my God, I give you glory. It is time, praise God, that God is getting ready to move by his mighty power. I want somebody to know, praise God, it might not look like it's your due season. My God, I give you glory. But I hear the Holy Ghost today, my God, I thank you. That is our due season, praise God. I'm my son. I won't thank God. I won't look at what I'm seeing, God, but I will look to the hills which come in my help, and my help come from the Lord who made heaven and earth, praise God. I won't look at the problem, God. I'll look at the problem solver. I will look my heads unto the hills which come in my help. Somebody shout with me this morning, praise God. It's your time, praise God. It's your due season, praise God. It's your time of restoration. It is your time of recovery. It is your sudden time, praise God. Focus on the suddenly, people of God. Suddenly things are happening. Just like they got up suddenly because God made them get up. And tell the people on the other side, there's food on the other side. My God, I give you glory. It is your time of breakthrough, people of God. We come today to announce your marriage breakthrough wherever he or she is. Glory to God. May God connect them with you divinely on this season, praise God. Your due season, my God, I give you glory. Some of you waiting on marriages, but I decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus that you will meet your mate, praise God. Divinely meet them, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Your financial status has increased in the name of Jesus. I decree it from the four corners of the world, praise God. Every stream that God has promised you, yes, Holy Ghost, will come forward in the name of Jesus. I announce it today, praise God. Your debt's being cleared by the power of the Holy Ghost. Your barrenness is over. Birth in time, praise God. Success is coming. My God, I give you glory. That home God promised you is coming forth. My God, I give you glory. I announce it, the Messiah, over myself and my husband and everybody else, praise God. That house, praise God, where you're no more renting anything, but you're owning it, praise God. In the name of Jesus, I announce it in the name of Jesus. That transportation that you need, praise God, it's manifesting, praise God, not only for yourself, but for ministry purpose as well. That baby, glory to God, that you desire, praise God, I announce that baby to come forth in the name of Jesus. That business venture will expand increase. I announce it in the name of Jesus. I want you to take this word in, people of God. I want you to birth this word, people of God. That ministry, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, will do great exploits, will manifest, will expand in the name of Jesus. I announce it today, praise God, by the power of the blood of Jesus. And I decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus and the authority that he has given me that it shall be, because God says in his word, yes, Holy Ghost, if I decree a thing, it shall be established, and Elisha shall have in his way. Let the light shine, God. Let the light shine for your people, God. Let the breakthrough come, God. This is due season, God. You said recovery, God. You said restoration, oh God. So I plead the blood over every satanic spirit that is not of God, that tries to hold your blessing down, in the name of Jesus. And I ask God to break the iron gates, that they can come forward, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood over your children, over your home, over your finances, over your ministry, over your success, over your promotion. My God, I give you glory. Over your businesses, my God, I give you glory. So we thank and praise God on this day. Hallelujah. That is our time, people of God. It is our time. I know I heard from God this morning. My God, I give you glory. No matter what it looks like, God is moving by his mighty power. He's already made the crooked places straight. All he's asking us to do is keep on praising him, keep on showing right, keep on talking right, stay in faith, stay lined up, praise God. That's all he asks us to do, to be obedient to his word. That's all he asks us to do, people of God. And I'm telling you, people of God, that's not a hard thing. If we keep our hands in the hands of the Lord, my God, I give you glory. None of you that's on this line and everyone that's listening to it will not abort the promises, God. You will not get to the brink and not be able to cross over. It is our crossover time, people of God. It is time to walk in the blessings of God. It is time to walk in the flow of God. It is time to walk in the anointing of God. It is time to walk in the prosperity of God. It is time to walk in the healing of God. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. God is healing the land of the people. My God, I give you glory. Somebody shout with me. It is my due season. Have him rain on me today. Have him rain on me today. Have him open up unto us today. God, I thank you and I give you praise on today, because you are doing it, God. You have already made the crooked places straight, and I give you the glory. We thank and praise God on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says in Isaiah 41:10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, help you. I will, Holy Ghost, I will uphold you with my righteous hand, saith the Lord thy God. There are some promises made to us, people of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, we bless and praise God. We thank God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, for all that he is doing on today. I thank and I praise God for you coming on today. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. And I pray that you got something out of the word of God today. May you take conception and hold on to the word of God and give birth at the appointed time. This is our due season, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. With that being said, amen. Praise God. I thank you. Praise God for all of you that came on today. Praise God. Without you, hallelujah, glory to God, there will be no me. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So I thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Praise God. Coming on this morning, hallelujah, taking time this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank and praise God. I just want to make some announcements. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah for all of you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Don't forget, praise God, on Tuesday, hallelujah, Bishop Feminine Brother will be on, amen, at 6 p.m., Undisputed Truth Ministry. And don't forget, on Thursday, Pastor Ilona Waters will be on, hallelujah, glory to God, True Vine International Ministry will be on at 6 p.m., praise God. Don't forget, amen, to tune in, amen. There's always, amen, encouragement, word that God has poured into his people to release to you, praise God. So we thank and praise God for all that is that he's doing. If you'd like to be a blessing to the ministry, this is our Sunday service, amen. If you want to send your tithing in, praise God, your offering, hallelujah, or sow a seed into the ministry, hallelujah, you may do so. You can call 302-883-9799. Again, that's 302-883-9799 to keep the ministry flowing. It's Christmas time, praise God. We want to bless some children, amen, that don't have anything. So let us keep in touch with one another. Amen, praise God. With that being said, I'm going to pray, hallelujah, and bless the name of the Lord today. And I pray, praise God, that this Sunday will be a supernatural Sunday for you. Amen. We know that heaven is already smiling upon you. And the Lord has already made the crooked places straight in your life. So with that being said, I just want to pray out, and I'm going to give you a song. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go out with a praise today. How about that? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray and I bless your holy name for who you are, God. I thank you, God, for your word that you have spoken over us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you continue to have your way in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, let your blood prevail, God, against anything, God, even on this week, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let your blood prevail, God, on Ashatorabasanda, on everything that is not of you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that you will bless each and every one under the sound of my voice. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the people of God say amen, amen, and amen. Don't forget, people, hallelujah, stand up, people of God. Tomorrow morning, I will be at prayer, God willing, at 6 a.m. Amen. God bless you all.
Hello? Am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm the music major.
Tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break. Your earth feels like it's about to shake, and you've taken all that you can take. Just remember where your help come from. Realize it got somewhere to run. You can do, praise him anyway. Oh yeah, oh yeah. You should praise him anyway. Yeah, oh yeah. I'm just like you. If you cut me, I'll go bleed. I'll go bleed. I got wants just as well as I got needs. Knocked down as soon as I got on my feet. Lord, it was you that helped me understand, and it was you that never let go of my hand. I promise that I'll always give you praise, no matter what this world brings my way. I'll praise you anyway. Oh yeah.
can't hear y'all clapping.